we're on.
Oh, I'm standing outside Podworks in Richmond because, as you know, this program is brought to you by Fox Friday Craft Brewery. A family-owned and operated independent craft brewery. And once again, Matt has decided to build a world record-breaking tower of empty Fox Friday cans in our studio. So I thought it'd be safer to do the read out here. And, wrong podcast. From their core range to their new limited releases, you're sure to find a Fox Friday beer you'll love. And there's a... No, that's not us either. There's, of course, the Fox Friday Hobart Brewery and Tap Room at 105 Murray Street. The brand new Melbourne one at 150 Murphy Street here in Richmond. In fact, if I turn the mic round, you might be able to hear what they're up to down there. Can you pick that up? It's going off. And for our Perth listeners, your brand new Fox Friday is just weeks away from opening its doors at 84/88 Goodwood Parade in Burswood. And oh, no, what? Wrong again. Head to foxfriday.com.au for all the details and to purchase online. Fox Friday Craft Brewery. And I might just show you... Oh, please remember to drink responsibly. Ow. Is that you? Ah, in you come. It's Sizzletown, the late night call-in podcast, brought to you by, as you just heard, Fox Friday Craft Brewery. With myself, Tony Martin, waiting for your calls, and next door lurking, Matt Dower, on the pots and pans. That's them there. And coming to you live, as always, from Podworks in Richmond. But a bit of a strange vibe tonight because we had to let ourselves in. The manager here, Heathcote Shiraz, is on annual leave. So we've got the place to ourselves. No, Matt, we're not going to turn this place into Party Central. No, we're not going to summon a load of sex workers and drug dealers and drive a car into a swimming pool. It's not going to happen. I know what you're up to. You want me to go into that song, don't you? Well, I'm not biting.
Okay.
While we're talking music, live music, we love a bit of live music on this show. Get out and see a gig. I say, Matt goes to two or three a week. Is that right?
Sometimes.
What's a good one you've seen recently?
I've seen a great Melbourne band, Super American Eagle, a couple of times of late.
We did see one together recently.
Sure did.
It was, how do you say it?
Pinkerton Pendlebury.
That's them. Great music, but it was their first gig and no one on stage was able to successfully say the name of the band.
Pinkerton Pendlebury.
Yeah, it's easy when you say it.
Pinkerton.
Pinkerton Pendlebury. They're on Bandcamp. They've got music on there. Worth investigating. I tell you what, Matt, let's get people to call in with stories and anecdotes from live music gigs. Should we do that?
Oh, yeah, why not?
All right, give us a call. And in the meantime, what do we want to do? No.
Come on, you know you want to.
All right. Just take those old records off the shelf. I need the storage space for something else. Today's apartments ain't got as much space. I'll have to store them
clap for Parrish, please.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's get to callers. Do we have any, Matt?
Try line one.
All right, we're talking live music. Go ahead. You're on Sizzletown.
Hello.
No.
Sorry. Hello. Listen.
Hello.
These stupid bloody kids.
What kids?
Spending all that money, shelling out hundreds of dollars to go see Taylor Swift.
Oh, right. That's been and gone.
Oh, what a waste
of... Not something you'd do?
No. What, do you think I got rocks in my head? I'm not spending money to see that.
No.
Of course I wouldn't.
Not interested?
Look, I'm quite happy to go down to the car park and do a bit of tailgating.
Oh,
I don't mind...
Really?
Sitting there with the bracelets on, maybe singing along to the 10-minute version of All Too Well. But
God.
No, I wouldn't be stupid enough to spend hundreds of dollars on that, no.
Okay, well,
good night.
Thanks for... Oh, lost him. I'll try this one. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, go, Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, listen, I was at St Kilda's Festival last couple of months back. You remember that?
Yeah, sure.
I had bands and shit, right? And I saw Mark Seymour was on stage.
Oh, from...
From Hunters and Collectors, and he was...
He
was doing some of the old ones, right? He's doing Do You See What I See? He's doing Wrap Your Arms Around Me and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going, mate, do the slab. Do the slab. Give us a fucking slab, right? And he's just, totally fucking ignoring. He's just pretending he can't hear it, right? I'm fucking clear as a bell. Give us a fucking slab.
Right, so you're persistent.
Yeah, well, people around me are starting to go, mate, just leave it, all right? He's not going to do the slab.
No?
It's not happening.
So what did you...
I just fucking cranked it up. I'm just going, slab, slab, slab. Nobody's joining in.
Oh, and what happened?
And security come over and go, mate, you've got to fucking stop asking for the slab. He's not going to do the slab.
No?
It's not on the set list.
So was that the end of it?
Yeah, anyway, it's always like, you know, peer pressure for me to leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because...
Well, he's up there and he's going, we're not going to continue until you get rid of the guy that's asking for the slab.
So were the crowd angry?
It's just quite silent.
Oh.
I just had to make my way through the crowd and leave.
Oh, that's...
It's quite uncomfortable.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, someone told me later that as soon as I left, he went, right, let's have the fucking slab, and the fucking went into it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, apparently he did three encores. It was just... fucking slab, slab, slab. He just fucking did an extended mix and shit just to fuck with me.
Oh, really?
Fucking Mark Seymour. If I fucking see that cunt, right, he's gone. Yeah. He can fucking wear his fucking apron, all that shit they used to wear. It's not going to fucking cut it with me.
All right, well, duly noted.
Seymour's going down.
Okay.
He better not have a fucking French horn with him. That's all I can say.
Yep, well, thanks for calling.
See ya.
Oh, any more, Matt?
Try line three.
All right. Who's this?
Yes, hello. It's Ian McKellen calling.
From
Stratford-on-Avon.
Why are you calling us?
I've been listening to your program on the internet. What's the theme you're doing concerts? Do you have to provide a reminiscence of something you've seen of it?
Yeah. Music gigs, have
right,
you?
Right, yes.
You got one for us?
Well, I saw David Bowie.
Really?
Yes, back in the 1980s, I think it was during a lull in his career. He was wheeling out a glass spider, I think, if I recall. Remember that?
Yes, what was the story there?
I think he was bereft of ideas.
Right.
Obviously, a couple of weeks before he's due to go out, he's obviously gone, oh, bugger, let's just have a glass spider. It'll come out of that. Problem was, once he emerged from the spider, there was really very little left to do. It was all over. Yeah.
Was it?
He's going, oh God, do I do the genie or one of the new ones, Blue Gene or something? And people are going, no, we've seen you come out of the spider, we'll be on our way.
And did you ever work with him?
Yes, I did. I did work with him. Yes, I did. Production of Don't Put Your Daughter on the Stage, Mrs. Markham.
Really? Who were you?
I was playing Macbeth, actually. There was a mix-up with the scripts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what was Bowie doing?
Oh, I don't know. I think he was playing some sort of Pierrot-style clown or something. He was trapped in a glass box for about 25 minutes. I think Brian Eno had to come and help him out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so you weren't a fan?
No. I liked him. He was quite amusing. You know, he'd stand there backstage doing bits from the goodies.
Really?
You know, like the goodies. Yeah. He'd do about half an hour of the goodies and then he'd...
Would he?
Wrap himself in tinfoil and roll down a hill.
Well, yeah. Thanks for this. And is there anything you want to promote?
I can plug. I'm doing my Lear, yes.
Your Lear?
Not in the style of Geoffrey Rush, if that's...
You might
want to put one of your comedy noises in for that one.
No need, Matt. You mean...
No, it's a King Lear, of course, yeah.
Of course. Is it a new version?
We're doing it all with, you know, multimedia in the style of the picture of Dorian Gray. Yes.
Oh, right. Big job?
I do very little. It's mostly on tape.
Oh.
Wander out and say hello to myself for a couple of bits and I'm backstage for a cup of tea for most of it, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling us.
Yes, listen, I've got to go and record a TikTok with Judy Dench.
Oh, what is it?
It's raising money for victims of unfortunate casting.
Oh, okay, well,
all right.
Good luck with that.
Good evening.
Sir Ian McKellen there. Quite an odd mix of callers there, Matt.
Sure was.
Here at Sizzletown. All right, let's move on to serious matters because as someone who knows, well, a lot of people who work in comedy, the theatre, show business, I know a lot of people who are out of work and many of them have had to call Centrelink. And I don't know if you've done that recently, called the helpline to sort out a social security payment, child support, something to do with an elderly relative perhaps. Anyway, whatever the reason, the reviews aren't good. Look up the reviews of the Centrelink helpline and you won't find many good ones. Actually, you will find a couple, but you get the feeling that they've been written by someone from Services Australia themselves. But hey, let's not judge. Let's find out for ourselves. Have you got that number, Matt? All right, let's give them a call now. I know it's quite late at night, but presumably they're there. Let's see what happens.
Thank you for calling Centrelink Australia. Our current wait time is...
infinity.
If you'd like to be immediately hung up on, please press 1. If you'd like to wait for 53 minutes before being hung up on, please press 2. If you'd like to spend 25 minutes shouting at a robot that doesn't understand a single word you're saying before being hung up on, please press 3. If you'd like to be asked to enter a customer reference number that you don't yet have because that's the very reason you called us in the first place before being hung up on, please press 4. If you'd like to explain how the continue button on the form you've been attempting to fill out at our website doesn't work to someone who has no idea what you're talking about, please press 5. If you'd like to find yourself in a never-ending Escher-like loop of visiting the website to be told to call us, waiting for 2.5 hours, only to be told you need to visit the website, please press 6. If you'd like to wait a further 3 hours to be told to visit our office to wait 2 more hours to speak to someone who appears to have no familiarity with our website, phone system, or even our most basic services before sending you home to visit the website to obtain a reference number to call the helpline to wait to be told to visit our office, please press 7. If you'd like to hear a self-serving speech from our CEO, insisting that we are working to decrease wait times, despite all evidence to the contrary, please press 8. If you've already lost the will to live, just listening to this list of options, please press 9. And if you'd like to speak to a calm, well-informed, helpful person and receive prompt, easy-to-follow advice, you probably shouldn't have called Centrelink Australia.
Oh, is that it? Have they hung up, Matt?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Well, let's get back to callers, see what the nation's thinking. I'll just try this one. Go ahead, you're on Sizzletown.
Yeah, g'day, how are you?
Good, welcome to the show.
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to call in and complain about how things aren't the same. Hang on.
Oh,
about how things aren't the same as they used to be in the old days.
Oh, well, that's a bit general.
Oh,
can
well,
you...
now, listen, hang on, oh.
Matt, can we lose that? Thank you. Sorry, that's one of our stranger calls.
That's for sure.
Just going to go to the next one. Who's this?
Yes, hello. Are we doing it?
Yep. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, we've had some people break into our property.
Oh, into your house?
Just into the yard.
Oh, right.
And they must have done it in the middle of the night. They've got a lawnmower with them.
Really? So you could hear that?
We didn't. It was a push one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
And they mowed a...
A what?
A questionable silhouette into our front lawn, and it was, we saw it when we got up the next morning.
A silhouette of...
It was genitalia, yeah.
Ah, of course. And how big was it?
Oh, it was about probably 24 foot.
Wow, big lawn.
Yeah, I got a lot of super.
Right, so... it's still there.
My wife says it must have been the woke mob.
What?
The bloody woke mob have done.
How do you know?
Because you could tell that this dodger was like from a foreign person.
Oh, could you?
Yeah. What happened to the days when if someone mowed a penis into your front lawn, it was an Australian one.
Oh, well.
And now that we, of course, all bloody woke. You've got to have foreign dicks on your bloody lawn now, yeah.
So you can still see it.
And there was a bit of swearing too, a bit of bloody muck talk.
Yeah, what did that say?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. It wasn't in English, was it?
Oh, wasn't it?
No, it's all bloody woke. Listen, we got plenty of people around here who can do you a decent cock and balls on the front lawn. Yep. We don't need these foreign ghoulies.
No, but...
No, thank you. Good,
what do you think
good,
that...
I said my piece. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, he's gone. Moving straight on to this one. Good evening, caller.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Hi.
I've been listening to this thing, right?
Yeah, and...
Yeah, hey, a joke is a joke.
Oh,
a gag is a gag.
Okay, well...
Enough is enough.
Right.
Okay,
lose that. Oh, God, I don't know what's happening tonight. Here at Sizzletown... And I don't need to tell you that this program is brought to you by Fox Friday Craft Brewery. Oh, and hasn't it been the weather for their work lately with their outstanding core range from the Pale Ale to the Hazy IPA? What a journey. The classic West Coast IPA and, of course, the brand new IPA edition. It's the IPA. That's the core range. Hang on. He's fallen down some stairs. I don't understand any of that. It's got nothing to do with the core range, which is the bedrock of what Fox Friday do. Those are always available, but then you have the ever-evolving range of new limited releases out in the wild every few weeks. So many good ones. Go to the website, see what they're up to this month. I think they've done a superhero team up with another craft brewery. It's called La La Land. Oh, no, sorry, it's called Moonlight. Oh, that's an outdated reference. It is called La La Land. To find all of these and a stockist near you, or just purchase online, they'll deliver at foxfriday.com.au. Now, what about the breweries and tap rooms? Firstly, you've got the new one, our local, here in Richmond at 150 Murphy Street. That's Melbourne, of course. You've got the Hobart one, the original, at 105 Murray Street. And in the coming weeks, Perth will have its very own Fox Friday at 84/88 Goodwood Parade in Burswood. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, it may already be open. Hang on, Matt, no. Because, you know, some people are listening live. Sorry, this is more confusing than the Fast and the Furious timeline. It's a full Tokyo drift. If you really want to know what's going on with the Perth one, I suggest going to their Instagram. They have one that's just Fox Friday Perth for the latest information. Otherwise, head to foxfriday.com.au, like I say, for location details to purchase the full range online. Fox Friday Craft Brewery. Please remember to drink responsibly. All right, back to callers. Do we have any, Matt?
Yeah, take your pick.
All right, I'll just go in at random. Who's this? You're on Sizzletown.
You just won't fucking listen, will you?
Oh, no, already.
Why are you still doing it?
You only just spoke to us two episodes ago.
Of course, I mean, you won't stop.
I mean, why are you still listening?
Oh, my God, what was that before? See, Ian McKellen.
Yes.
We're expected to believe that was...
All sorts of people call us.
It didn't even sound like him.
Well, he's calling us from a long distance.
Fuck off.
All right, well...
Turned into Tom Courtney halfway through, for fuck's sake.
Well, I'm sorry we're still not meeting your...
I love how you got rid of that farting bit that you used to have.
Pod farts, yes.
Oh, my God, how long did that go?
I'm sure it'll be back at some point.
All right, don't doubt it.
It's popular. I'm not saying it's our finest work.
But then at the end of the last one of these...
What?
At the very end, it was like... A minute and a half, nothing but a fucking farting.
Oh, yeah, well, that was...
it's an award. Fuck off.
So I suppose you've got some constructive ideas for...
I have a very long list.
Yeah.
Actually, it's quite a short one. Stop!
Oh, well, okay.
Hang on, I've got to say this.
Again?
I wonder who this is.
Hello? Oh, Gerard.
Yes, that's true.
It's happened again.
Sorry.
What? No, I've RSVP'd. No, I've said no. Well, it's alcohol-free for a whole 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
Well, they said, there's a piece in The Guardian about how more people are having booze-free weddings. Guest-free weddings, I would imagine. I was at this terrible restaurant.
Oh.
Every time I ordered something, the waiter would go, good choice.
God.
Fuck off. It's like I'm a 9-year-old. Good choice. Someone else ordered something. It's another good choice. Are there any bad ones? Why don't you just say that's a fucking terrible choice? I'd go for that other thing. you're not going to say that, are you? So everything's a good choice. Here's a good choice to you. Silence. Well, ask to leave, of course. As usual. What? Is there more? Do we have to watch more Capote on Feud? I mean, it's pretty much the same every week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Him moping about, they're not still not talking to me. What do you want? Oh, no, I'm not going to watch Poor Things. I saw his last one, Yorgos, the favourite. Whole thing was shot with fucking fisheye lens, like it was Terry Gilliam or real estate agent trying to make a bedroom look like there's room to swing a cat in it. It was absurd. It was like I was watching the whole film through a peephole in my front door. This is more of the fucking same. I see the trailers. There's a bit where it's not just a fisheye lens, it's just a little circle in the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
It's It's like I'm looking through the wrong end of a telescope through a peephole. Imagine that, Yorgos comes up. He's coming round to show Lawrence of Arabia, really? What are we watching on? Oh, he's going to set up a screen in the hallway outside the apartment. We're going to sit in the apartment with a telescope the wrong way around and look through the peephole for 4 hours. That's why I'm not going to watch poor fucking things. All right.
Oh, for God's sake. What happened there?
Sorry, trigger happy.
Oh, well, anyway, we don't know who it is. I'm going to try another one here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hi, hey. Oh. Hey, listen, I was hoping we could get a bit of a plug from you, mate.
A plug? For what?
For the sausage sizzle.
The sausage?
The sausage sizzle.
Okay, and what's the...
The what?
What's it for?
It's raising money to...
For
more sausages.
More for...
For the next sausage sizzle, yeah.
Right, so hang on, so there's two of them.
I just thought because of, you know, Sizzletown would be a good tie-in.
Yeah, but what's the purpose of the actual... Well,
the next one.
No, the next...
Well, no, that's raising money for... to pay off the previous sausage sizzle.
Oh, and what happened there?
Too many sausages.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, sorry, I'm having trouble untangling this. So the one you're calling about...
Okay, well, it's this sausage sizzle.
Right.
For the next sausage sizzle.
Okay.
For the old sausage sizzle.
I see.
Humpty doodle doodle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's one too many. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, man. Oh, okay. I think we've had enough of those, Matt.
Yeah.
Here, at Sizzletown. And I might take this opportunity to mention some of our many supporters here at the program. Firstly, the team at Allegiance Wines. Yes, we're constantly assessing their work around at our place, what fine work it is. A reminder, you can get 20% off any mixed dozen wines just by deploying the discount code SIZZLE. And check out that latest bonus offer. Must find out what it is at allegiancewines.com.au/Sizzletown. And let's not forget the team at Royal Stacks. Melbourne's cult favourite burger joint with locations right across Victoria from the brand new... Yes, there's a shiny new one in Bourke Street to Chadstone, Essendon, the Melbourne Cricket Ground, many more. Get in on all the burger action and perv at the delicious pictures at royalstacks.com.au. And do remember to stay royal. But what about you, the listeners? Who's got behind the show this month? Well, it sounds like the names are coming down the laundry chute. We're persisting with this for some reason. Oh! They're attached to a chicken! Oh, hang on.
Out she goes. Shoo!
Oh, sorry about that. Who have we got? Oh, from Dingley, home of Dingley Village in Victoria, it's Brett Shearer.
Brett Shearer!
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 Thanks, Brett. What about from New South Wales, from Wamberal, in fact, or is it Wamberal?
No.
See, I'm not sure. Wamberal. Like the Wombles. Overground, underground, Wamberal free. Probably only means something to me. Sorry, after that, Matt, you better have something extra good for David Ward.
What's your name?
His name is David.
Mr. Ward, I presume.
David's here.
Ward!
Ward!
You are my ward!
Who's this man?
Here's David.
I've been searching for you, Mr. Ward.
Nicely done. David and his brother Matt love quoting Eat Your Peas, which is an album myself and Mick Molloy did 26 years ago. They especially like Tum and Full saying Moulton McGilchrist. Do we have a clip of that, Matt?
The impish figure of Moulton McGilchrist.
Hello, Fol. Hello, Milton. Hello, Tom. Hello, Milton. Welcome to Films, Films, Films. Thank you. It sure shuts all over Dick's Flicks with Richard Wilkins. Oh, look out, Fol. He's already distributing zingers.
Yes, I remember. People often ask me what's happening with Tim and Fol these days. They did have an acrimonious falling out, if you can imagine. And I spoke to one of them, Tim, I think it was, back in 2019 on this show. If you want to investigate that, it's episode
22.
Getting back to our supporters, from Altona. I'm just about to walk Altona. It's a longtime fan of ours, Peter Abraham.
Now, Peter!
Abraham!
Abraham!
Peter!
Abraham!
Abraham!
There it is!
That's him. Another staunch supporter of ours from over the years, from Elstonwick in Melbourne, it's Stuart Bryson. No, Matt, please.
Yep, sorry.
How many times do I have to tell you it's Bryson?
Apologies, Stuart, I meant to hit this.
Stuart Bryson.
Okay!
Is it Bryson?
Enough, please!
Oh, and speaking of sound effects, we have a request from David Raphael.
Oh, really?
David says, can I please... get the seaplane misfiring engine sound after my shout out. Remember that one, Matt? Misfire it up.
Stand clear.
That's it. Oh, wow. It's a classic. Thanks, David. Yeah. That's probably enough. And finally, big fans of the show, they're Gardenvale, Victoria's modern and classic vehicle specialists from Straight 8 Garage. It's Jimmy and Jack. Oh, Matt, please.
I'm sorry, Jimmy and Jack.
Nothing like that at the Straight 8 Garage. What else have you got?
Yeah, what about this?
Straight 8 Garage's Jimmy and Jack. Modern and classic vehicle specialists.
I've just Googled the Straight 8 Garage, Matt. You're not going to believe this. You know my car, the $8,000 shitbox?
Oh, yeah?
I actually bought it from there, but not from them, from the previous business that was on that location.
I was going to say.
I think it was called Tiny Town Cars. Don't know why it was called that. Did elves run it? I just remember turning up to take my car for a test drive, and I had a CD with me, and the bloke said, what's that for? And I say, I've got to test the stereo.
Amazing.
Anyway, so that's a great coincidence. I was sure you were going to play that sound for my car. Oh, no. That's enough of that. Huge thanks to all Sizzle Merchants for your support. Should you wish to receive a shout-out and a Matty D audio blast, just click the one-off or monthly... support buttons at sizzletownpodcast.com. Now, that bloke before, we call him the hater, he referred to that TV show feud with Truman Capote versus the Swans. Not the Sydney Swans. That'd be a great one. Have you been watching Feud, Matt? Didn't see the one with Betty Davis?
No, haven't seen that.
Right, you're probably waiting for Feud, the Dandy Warhols versus the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yes, please.
That'd be a great one, actually. Take note, Ryan Murphy. But no, what I thought we'd do is, and this is a bit strange, if you didn't hear our season finale last year, Matt unveiled the Aftercom technology that allows us to talk to people in the afterlife. We spoke to William Friedkin. And the problem is, Matt, I know it takes, 10 minutes or so to boot up.
No, not anymore. I've simplified it.
Oh, really? So what is it now?
It's just like a normal phone call now.
You've just got it down to a phone call?
Yeah. Let's try it. Who are we calling?
Truman Capote, if that's possible.
Yeah, you should be right. I'm on it.
Wow, because... no one's actually spoken to Truman Capote since, I guess the 80s. So this could be interesting. Wonder if he's going to answer. Oh,
Yes, hello.
Hi, is that Mr. Capote?
Yes, this is he. Who is this?
My name's Tony Martin. I'm calling from Earth.
How did you get this number?
Oh, sorry, what's happened is we've developed some technology.
Why are you calling me here in the afterlife? We're just hoping
to talk to you about...
I've almost finished that book, all right? I just need a couple more months.
No, it's not about that. We're just hoping to have a quick chat.
What is this for? Is this for Rolling Stone?
No, afraid not.
Can you tell Dan Winter I'm not going to do anything?
Any what? Any...
All this looking back stuff. I'm not going to do it.
What's he want?
He's always trying to ask me, well, who would you do the black and white ball with if you did it now? Or all the people you have down there?
Oh.
Kim Kardashian, all of that. It's not interesting to me.
No? You're not interested in our new celebrities?
No, I don't. That's so cliche to ask that. I just...
And so have you had one of your famous... black and white balls where you are now?
Well, I tried to organize one here.
Yeah?
I did, but the problem is you can have anybody you want.
Oh, right. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's going on. Do I want Archimedes?
Oh.
Is he going to get on with Gloria Vanderbilt? I don't know. He's triangles. He'll talk about triangles. Was that him?
I'm not sure. So you're keeping yourself busy.
Well, the problem is I'm trying not to drink while I'm here.
Oh, are you?
No. I'm trying.
But no luck?
The problem is you can drink as much as you want.
Really?
Like in my mortal form, my brain was shrinking. Here, it's expanding.
Is it?
Yeah, everything's starting to make sense. I got a 5-day bender. I get it now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how sensible that...
I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying my best stuff is ahead of me.
Now, can I ask, have you heard about the TV series they've done about you?
Yes, I've seen it. I've seen all of them.
Really? How does that work?
Everything screams.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
How do you rate them, the films?
Everybody makes fun of my voice. It's always exaggerated. Ridiculous.
Yeah, there's been 4 or 5 of them now.
You can tell they've all done their homework. They've watched me on Cabot.
Oh, right.
Just a bit shaky, but...
I've seen that.
That's the one they use. It all sounds like, is he drunk, you know?
And what about our entertainment in general? What do you make of, you know, social media?
Look, I'm not going to comment on anything. You want me to go, what's his take on the zeitgeist? I'm not going to do it.
Okay, yep, fair enough. We're doing what's called a podcast.
I know podcasts.
Right, do you think you...
Yes, I would have one. Of course I would.
Yeah?
I'd be quite happy to interrupt a conversation with Kate Blanchett to talk about Squarespace. I'd do it.
Wow, that'd be great.
All right, what is your one?
Oh,
what do you do?
Well, it's kind of a talkback show, you know, covering the big issues.
All right, okay.
Yes, people call in.
It's Australian, is it?
It is.
Okay.
You'll find it on Podbean. I don't know if you...
Anyway, listen, I have to go.
Okay, yep. And what's happening?
I'm brunching with Joan of Arc.
Really? Yeah. What's her story these days?
Man trouble, as always.
Well, anyway, thanks so much for talking to us.
All right, toodaloo.
And that really is all we have time for. Thank you, Truman Capote. Thank you, Matt Dower, for your technological wizardry. Thank you, Grob. And thank you to our sponsors, Fox Friday Craft Brewery. Let's step into the merch store, shall we? Oh, look at all that magnificent gear. Get your hands on some of it via sizzletownpodcast.com. Other podcasts that we're on, well, you can hear me on Team Effort and From the Hideout while Matt is peddling away down in the engine room on Sports Bazaar. This one will be back, as always, on the first Thursday of the month. Until then, cheers.
Why are you still doing it?
Humpty doody doodle. Mimi 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 mim
I get it now.
Geese, if I can sleep.
Okay, Matt.
Well done.
I'm going to have a go at one of these risky business slides across the floor. You ready?
Really?
Cue up that music. Come on.
All right.
Okay. When I say hit it, you play the music.
Yep.
Just need to get a run up. Here we go. Hit it!
Oh, watch out for the kids.
Bloody hell! Please remember to slide across the floor responsibly. Go! Oh.